This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of the country over the next few days. Public urged to remain alert as active monsoon raises risk of floods and landslides. Constitution Amendment Task Force makes final preparations to submit report by mid-July. U.S. launches fresh strikes on Iran as regional tensions escalate again. And FIFA World Cup 2026 semi-finals confirmed after latest quarterfinal victories for England and Argentina. Now the news in detail. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged the public to remain alert as active monsoon conditions are expected to bring heavy to very heavy rainfall to parts of the country over the next few days. The division said the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its average location in western Nepal and near the Tarai in the east, resulting in widespread weather changes across the country. Light to moderate rainfall is already occurring in Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, as well as at a few places in Sudhir Paschim province. This afternoon, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is forecast in many hilly and mountainous areas, with the possibility of snowfall in the high Himalayan region. Rain with thunder and lightning is also likely across many parts of Madhes, Koshi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces, and at some places in Lumbini and Sudhir Paschim provinces. The division has forecast heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Madhes provinces. Tonight, weather activity is expected to intensify across Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumbini provinces, with widespread rainfall also likely in Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is forecast at some places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces and in parts of the Madhes province. The division has warned that the prolonged rainfall today and tomorrow could trigger floods, landslides and river inundation in vulnerable areas and has advised the public to remain cautious. The task force formed to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendments is making final preparations to submit its report to the government by the 16th of July, following the completion of the drafting process. Rashtriya Swatantra Party MP and task force member Mohanlal Acharya said the report incorporates suggestions from political parties, stakeholders and the public, including around 44,700 submissions from Nepalese at home and abroad. The task force was initially given 3 months to prepare the discussion paper, with the deadline extended twice by the government. Meanwhile, the Nepali Communist Party, Janata Samajwadi Party and Loktantrik Samajwadi Party have withdrawn from the task force, informing it that they will no longer participate in its meetings. Task force coordinator Sim Sar claimed the parties had not raised any objections during the first 83 days of the drafting process. United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Trade Dr. Thani bin Ahmed Al Jayudi has concluded a 2-day official visit to Nepal aimed at strengthening trade and investment cooperation. During the visit, he held meetings with President Ramchandra Podil and senior government officials focusing on expanding collaboration in infrastructure, hydropower, tourism, technology and trade. In talks with Industry, Commerce and Supplies Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav, the UAE expressed interest in investing in Nepal's railway sector and establishing a green data center, while also offering support to boost exports of Nepali agricultural products to Gulf markets. Addressing an investment interaction program in Kathmandu, UAE Ambassador Abdullah Al Samsi said the visit would help strengthen business partnerships and bilateral economic cooperation. According to officials, bilateral non-oil trade between Nepal and the UAE rose by 90.1% in 2025, reflecting growing economic ties between the two countries. Police have stepped up surveillance of paragliding operations in Pokhara to enhance tourist safety during the peak travel season. A police team conducted surprise alcohol and drug checks on 35 paragliding pilots at Tadupani in Sarangkot, following information that some pilots could be operating under the influence of intoxicating substances. Police said the inspections aim to prevent human error and ensure safe flights, adding that regular monitoring will continue as weather conditions in Pokhara can change rapidly. Police stated that the initiative is intended to strengthen safety standards and boost tourist confidence in Pokhara as a leading adventure tourism destination. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal also carries out periodic inspections of paragliding operation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States says it has carried out a fresh wave of air strikes on Iran after Tehran targeted a commercial vessel passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, said it has closed the strategic waterway until further notice and has warned of a strong response to what it calls U.S. aggression, according to Iranian state media. According to the BBC, hours after the U.S. strikes, the IRGC claimed it had attacked a U.S. military base in Jordan, while the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, and Bahrain reported responding to Iranian missiles and drones. The latest escalation follows attacks on three commercial oil tankers earlier this week, which triggered an exchange of military strikes between the United States and Iran. U.S. Central Command says it launched its third round of strikes this week after the IRGC allegedly attacked the Cyprus-flagged cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military says its latest operation targeted around 140 Iranian military sites, including missile and drone facilities, communication networks, and coastal surveillance systems. A powerful typhoon has made landfall in eastern China, prompting the evacuation of nearly 2 million people from areas in its path. According to the BBC, Typhoon Vavi, the second major storm to hit China within a week, first made landfall in the coastal city of Taizhou on Saturday evening before striking Wenzhou a few hours later. The storm had earlier battered a chain of remote Japanese islands and brought heavy rainfall to Taiwan after passing close to the island's northern coast. In Philippines, landslides triggered by the typhoon have killed at least 17 people. Although Bavi has weakened into a severe tropical storm, authorities warn it still poses a significant threat because of the large amount of moisture it carries. Now sports update. The FIFA World Cup 2026 semi-final lineup has been confirmed following the conclusion of the remaining quarter-final matches. England defeated Norway by 2-1 after extra time to book their place in the last four, while Argentina overcame Switzerland by 3-1 to secure the final semi-final berth. Rather, earlier, France advanced by beating Morocco by 2-0 and Spain defeated Belgium by 2-1. The semi-finals will see France take on Spain on Wednesday, while England will face Argentina on Thursday. Both matches are scheduled to kick off at 12:45 a.m. Nepal Standard Time. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts a heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of the country over the next few days. Public urged to remain alert as active monsoon raises risk of floods and landslides. Constitution Amendment Task Force makes final preparations to submit report by mid-July. U.S. launches fresh strikes on Iran as regional tensions escalate again. And FIFA World Cup 2026 semi-finals confirmed after latest quarter-final victories for England and Argentina. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.